What's poppin', y'all? Welcome to another great episode of Tag Team Talk. I hope everybody out there is having them a great day. Before we get into anything, I just want everybody to know, I want y'all to hit that like button. I need y'all to comment, subscribe to the channel if you're a new viewer. And I just hope you have a blessed day, man. But other than that, Reese, how you doing, man?
Doing good, man. I feel like it's been a while since we did this, but it's only been like a week, right?
Yeah, it's only been a week. It's been a crazy week.
It's been a crazy week. A lot has happened in wrestling since we last recorded.
And we've been busy, so we weren't able to.
Yeah.
So
it's been a long week for both of us. So. Yeah. A lot going on.
I drove to Indiana.
Oh yeah, that's right. You went to the game. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Have you ever been to a playoff game?
I have not. Nah. The closest team I live to is the Wizards, so I don't have a chance to go to a playoff. Nah, I never been to a playoff game. I was I think at one point, one playoff season, I was like, maybe I'll drive to Philly
for a playoff game. Yeah.
But the prices for the Sixers, like even in a regular season, Sixers tickets prices is just, it's absolutely ridiculous. I don't want to go that bad. So
yeah.
Maybe if the Wizards miraculously, like, you know, make a play in or something, I'll go to a game. But other than that, nah. Yeah.
So let's just dive into some stuff that's going on around wrestling that I think definitely should be talked about. Bronson Reed has made his return, a very impactful return, if you ask me, at Saturday night's main event. I'm just so happy to see him back. I will say, they hit me with a curveball. I did not know he would have been the other addition to that faction that we still don't have a name for. It threw me off guard completely to see him back, but I am so happy. He was really excelling and really growing on the fan base around wrestling. And to see him break his foot or his ankle or whatever, and to see him back, it doesn't feels like he's back quick. I don't know. I've never broken anything, so I wouldn't know. But I thought he would have been done for a minute. How long has he been out?
He's been out since November.
It was War Games. So November.
But the thing is, I thought he was going to be out longer.
I did too.
Just from like the diagnosis and everything they were saying, I thought he was going to be out longer. So I was, where was I on Saturday? I was on a date on Saturday. Anyway, Saturday, I forgot. I was like, damn, Saturday night's main event. So my cousin texted me and said, new Seth Rollins member. So I said, all right, let me stay off the internet. And when I saw it was Bronson Reed, I was like, wait a minute. First of all, like, I don't know if people were expecting him back. We were just recently talking about him, right?
Yeah, there was no rumors, no leaks, no nothing about a Bronson Reed return. I thought they did a beautiful job of keeping it in house. The fact that it seems like things get leaked in wrestling pretty regularly. The fact that they kept this so hush hush, I think it's beautiful. I love the fact that when things get kept hush hush. I just think it brings out the authenticity of wrestling, of what you love.
Still being surprised.
Yes.
In wrestling, in this day and age, is rare. So when you get it, it's like, and not only did we not know he was coming back this soon, like, I'm sure that plays a factor into it, but the conversations around who the third guy would be, Bronson Reed's name never came up in anybody's conversation.
No.
Like, maybe it's because just last year, he almost turned Seth Rollins into ground beef.
They
mentioned that too. They didn't like, you know, push it to the side. So I'm excited.
No, I'm very excited. I thought that faction looks so good. And I know eventually it's gonna eventually break up, but I'm excited to see how it breaks up. I know I'm thinking too far in the future. I know I'm thinking too far. But I'm excited to see how all this goes over and like what actually happens with this.
All this time, everybody was like, oh, man, he got Bronson Reed. He got his Batista. Now we just need the Randy Orton. This entire time, Bronson Reed was the Randy Orton.
Yeah, I like it.
And he is a second-generation superstar.
You know, so I think they can really dominate the WWE with this faction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is gonna be good.
Keep them looking strong. I want them to dominate this. I want Seth Rollins, Bron Breakker, and Bronson Reed to take over wrestling.
Well, let me ask you this. With this new stable, do you want Seth Rollins to win Money in the Bank?
He is in the match.
Let's go over the people we know is in the match.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins.
Andrade just got announced tonight.
Andrade. Who else?
It was LA Knight.
LA Knight.
Let
me look it up.
I forgot everyone who's officially in it.
I remember who's in the women's match, but I can't remember who's in the men's match all the way. Or maybe that's like... Okay, Solo is in it.
Oh, yeah. Solo is.
LA Knight, Penta, Seth Rollins, Andrade, and there's one more left that we don't know.
Out of that mix, Seth Rollins would be my favorite to win.
Yeah, I would love for LA Knight to win.
LA Knight would, I would love it. That would guarantee him a world championship run. But the way, I also just think Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker are probably going to help Seth Rollins win the match.
Yeah.
It's a no disqualification match. What do you mean? It's guaranteed that they're going to interfere in the match.
Absolutely.
It's no way.
Absolutely. Also, let's get this out the way. Penta and Andrade are in there just for excitement.
Yeah.
Like, they have no chance.
They always have those. They always have the high flyers that bring excitement and are going to do crazy spots. That's why Shelton Benjamin was always in it.
He should have won one, but whatever. Solo Sikoa is in it. I guess to progress a story or something. I don't know. And it just depends on who that last person is. But right now, I think Seth Rollins is. Yeah.
Yeah. Solo's in there to progress the story between him and Fatu. Fatu's probably going to interfere and mess up Solo's chances to win it.
That'd be crazy.
That's just what happened tonight. I feel like Fatu's gonna get his lick back.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I just think the writing's on the wall for that. I think you miss out on the perfect opportunity to progress that story if you don't do that. In my opinion,
Money in the Bank is next weekend.
Yeah, it is.
That's crazy. It doesn't feel like it.
I know. How do you feel about there being no world titles defended at Money in the Bank?
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It feels weird. Because I feel like this tag match is kind of it's random.
It makes zero sense.
It all happened at Saturday night's main event. You materialized the main event tag match in the PLE 2 weeks before the major PLE. It all didn't make sense.
It makes zero sense to me. Okay, John Cena and Jey Uso had a thing backstage where they met up, they talked to each other. John didn't like what Jey had to say, so John decides, I'm going to interfere in Jey's match and try to cost him the championship and help Logan Paul. Now, me and Logan Paul are kind of buddy. We respect each other, whatever. And Cody Rhodes comes back and just basically says, oh, yeah, you got a partner, I got a partner. See you at Money in the Bank. I don't want my title back. I just want a tag team match. you could do a tag team match on Raw or something, bro.
Yes. It's very, you normally don't see major PLEs like this not have any of the world titles defended. I expected not one of them. I didn't expect both of them to be in a tag match together.
Like, they consider Money in the Bank one of the big PLEs. It's in a stadium. It's not in an arena. They put it in a stadium. Yeah. That is a big PLE. I don't know if this one's going to be in a stadium. I think it's going to be at the Clippers New Arena.
Oh, is that? Yeah, I think it's at Intuit Dome.
Yeah, it's at Intuit Dome.
Yeah.
I don't know. It rubs me the wrong way. And it's also you only have literally a week or 2 weeks to build this match.
Well, I think tonight's probably the last I think what we seeing tonight is probably the last bit of building this match potentially. Because I don't know.
Think we'll get anything next week.
Not with John Cena at least.
Possible.
To my knowledge, I haven't heard anything about John Cena being on a SmackDown or Raw next week.
Hasn't missed a lot of SmackDowns.
Yeah, that's true.
Which scares me because he doesn't have a whole lot of dates this year. So it's like,
I'm just hoping one of them dates end up being in Chicago.
Yeah, I bet. I want one of them. Well, I mean, I can't. I got to see him. I got to see him win a championship. So I got my picks. It's cool. I was about to say I hope one of them in Baltimore, but I got my time with John Cena. Yeah, I got my fix. It's your turn.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being generous, my king. Thank you.
Even though WWE is very generous with Chicago, y'all get everything. But I digress.
And I just feel like that's cap. We haven't had a show in a minute now.
You know what?
It's actually only been like 3 months, but that feels like a long time.
Matter of fact, right now, I want you to take your phone out, go on Twitter, and ask the people. Does Chicago get a lot? Now, are you just talking about WWE or wrestling?
WWE.
Okay. Ask the people, does Chicago get a lot?
But you know what's crazy?
WWE shows.
We mainly only get SmackDown.
Really? I feel like y'all get Raw, too.
I had asked Google, how many times has Raw been to Chicago? And it was only like 12 times.
Let me see. 12 is a lot, actually.
Look, I'm a Monday Night Raw. Oh, wait, that's football. Hold on. Been in Chicago. Monday Night Raw, it's tricky to pinpoint the exact number of times. This is a completely different answer from when I last looked it up. Because I remember sending a screenshot to Kyron and being like, is this true? This is a completely different answer than what I just recently... That's crazy. Hold on. Because I'm going to show you this. I'm going to send you the screenshot that I sent to Kyron.
Why is Google telling me that? Was Saturday night's main event in Chicago?
No. I would have been there.
Yeah, why is Google saying WWE has one show scheduled in Chicago on May 24th, 2025, Saturday night's main event? That wasn't in Chicago.
No, it wasn't. But look at what I just texted you.
Chicago has hosted Monday Night Raw a total of 10 times. The dates of those Raw events are... Okay, let's see. Okay, that's a big gap.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, but now I looked it up, and now it's saying it's hard to pinpoint how many has been in Chicago.
See how many pay-per-views y'all had.
So far, since I've been back in wrestling, it's only been Survivor Series, but I know we had WrestleMania in like 2006 or something. Yep. Yeah. Something like that, but.
I'll say that right now, that's hosted a total of 18 WWE pay-per-view / network specials.
I'm interested.
While not technically in Chicago, Rosemont, Illinois, also.
Yeah, it's in Rosemont.
Yeah. While not technically in Chicago, it's considered part of the Chicago. Okay, I know all that.
I'm actually, I was thinking, what's up with the wrestling in the United Center? I wonder why we are never in United Center, especially for Survivor Series. Weird. We're always in. No matter what, we're in Allstate. It's never in United Center. Is there like a beef between the Reinhardt family?
Maybe they prefer the Allstate Arena. That's where the hockey team plays, right?
No. The hockey team plays in United Center.
Then who the... Nobody plays. College?
No, it's not a college arena either. It's literally just for events, I think.
Maybe that's why. I don't know.
But, like, United Center hosts concerts, it hosts Disney on Ice, it hosts a lot of different things than just basketball and hockey games, so.
We about to Google everything.
Because AEW once time was in United Center. So, maybe the Reinhardt family and WWE just haven't been able to come up with a deal.
So, why? Somebody asked this on Reddit. Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Back in 2016, WWE tried to run SummerSlam from the United Center before it was changed to New York. They were going to charge WWE $500 million just on the basis that they can afford it. Yeah,
Wow.
it sounds like they greedy as
So
fuck.
there was some sort of issue between the owner.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, there has to be a reason why.
Yeah, from oh, it also somebody also said the Allstate is right next to the airport and there's hotels around, which makes it much more convenient for them traveling.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but from what I'm hearing, they charging WWE too much. So I don't know.
500 million to host an event sound insane. I didn't know
That's
that.
insane.
I didn't know
That can't be
this.
real, man.
Yeah, I don't feel like.
That's an exaggerated number. It's
Do you
gotta
think
be.
one PLE grosses 500 million?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So there's no way, there's no way they would charge them. There's no That number is fabricated. One
Nah.
WWE PLE does not gross 500 million. So of course they're gonna
Nah.
be like, yeah, that's just stupid.
Yeah. Unless that's just a number like get the fuck out of my face number. Like,
Yeah. Like we don't want to host wrestling here, so we don't ask you.
that's the I got a boyfriend. Like, I'm answering you, but basically leave me alone. Like,
So next thing we got the women's US title match. It was a little iffy. I didn't really like it. I ain't gonna lie to you.
hey man, I love Chelsea Green. I like Zelina Vega.
Can we stop? I know she plays homage to her mentor with the 619. That botch is rubbing me the wrong way.
That 619 is trash.
It was really bad.
Stop doing that shit. Please.
I just feel like certain that's a move that you pay homage to, but you gotta be able to do it good. You
No
can pay
one does it
homage.
like him.
Yeah, no one does it like him. Even his son doesn't do it like him.
Like, and
Stephanie
it's.
Valcare did it last week. Or a few days ago, and it actually looked kind of good. And I was like, wow.
She does a good one, but it's like. When we was coming up, the only person we ever really saw use the 619 was Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, no one
So
else
seeing
did
him
it.
doing this, like, looks so natural. But when you see somebody do it and it's not him, it's like. They real slow with it. Like, they go
Yeah.
around the ropes real slow with the kick, and I'm like, it doesn't have the same impact. So it's like, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. I'm
Don't
seeing
do
a lot more wrestlers
that.
do it. And
It was crazy.
Ray hasn't even retired.
It's so crazy when we was talking about finishes, that's like kind of weak. The 619 really ain't shit, bro.
No, it's
Like,
not. But it was innovative and creative. We hadn't seen it
yeah.
before.
It got a
So,
name to it. It got over.
and
Yeah.
it kind of was fitting for a small guy. I'm gonna swing around these ropes and kick you in the face and use my momentum. It made sense, and then I'm gonna hit you with a frog splash or a leg drop, or it always was followed up by something. So, to me, it always was a good move.
But this Women's United States Championship thing, man, like, either get the title off Zelina, actually do both. Get the title off Zelina Vega and get Chelsea Green out of the championship shit. Like, I love Chelsea Green, but this, like, it's constant back and forth every damn week with this Chelsea Green, Zelina Vega shit. Like, I'm over it. I'm over it. If you want Chelsea Green to just be a comedy character, do that. But, like, let's get serious with this championship.
Next thing I had was the R-Truth and Cena thing was actually very entertaining. It was kind of
I'm over
funny.
that.
It was
Like,
funny just because Cena came out to his normal black entrance, and then I thought it was hilarious seeing
yeah.
R-Truth come out to the John Cena's entrance
The John Cena entrance. Yeah.
with the lights on and all the flash and color. It was like I just thought that was just pure comedy. I know
Yeah.
all these matches were like 8 minutes. No matter what it was, it felt like all these matches were short as hell.
You
Extremely
talking
short.
about
On Saturday night's
Saturday
main
night's main
event, yeah.
event? Yeah.
They were all extremely short. There was barely any wrestling.
I understand the whole John Cena versus R-Truth thing, and I was kind of here for it, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, damn, we wasting a John Cena date when he ain't got that many left on an R-Truth match. And I'm like, but I get it. It's fun.
Yeah,
You give R-Truth the moment.
I think John Cena's just having fun.
I think so too.
And I think you see it with the Logan Paul thing. I think he's genuinely just having fun and helping elevate talent around him.
Are you enjoying this heel run so far?
It's okay. I think the fan of me enjoyed John Cena as a babyface, but he somehow or another is able to play both. It's like he's not a bad heel. It just doesn't feel like John Cena that we know. That's all.
It's just, I don't know. Maybe it's the booking that's not working for me. Like, he's not doing a bad job as a heel. I wish he was a more, like, serious heel and not, like, a Saturday morning cartoon character heel. Like, but, I mean, you know, he does a good job. He knows how to do it. But, you know, it just, so far, it's okay. But it's not
working. I even thought his heel work in his match on Saturday night's main event was fun.
Yeah.
How he pretended to hit R-Truth with the belt. And then he had this sudden realization of, damn, this ain't right. He gave a belt to the ref. He low blow him. And then he hit him with the AA, and that's the match. I'm just like, that's great heel work right there. That's
sick of the low blow shit with John Cena in every match.
That's what heels did. We saw that a lot.
It's not 1970. It's other ways to be a heel, John. I promise. Promise.
We got Drew McIntyre getting written off. I kind of expected this after it was previously reported that Drew McIntyre is having really bad neck pain and he is unable to move his neck from right to left comfortably. So I kind of expected Drew to lose this match and to be able to go attend to his neck, because neck injuries are nothing to play with. I definitely could imagine wrestling with the neck that I can barely turn. And I thought they still gave us a good match. I thought it was overall pretty good. But shout out to Damian Priest. Definitely thought Drew, if he was healthy, would have won this feud. And probably would have went on to somehow be in Money in the Bank. But unfortunately, Drew has to be hurt.
Yep.
One of the worst things that I dislike about wrestling right now.
Yeah, I'm going to miss Drew McIntyre. And I don't expect him to be away too long, but he does deserve some time away. You give Damian Priest a win here in a really good match. Get Damian Priest over. You elevate him a little bit. I don't know what they do with him from here. Maybe, like, go after the United States Championship. Jacob Fatu, maybe. We'll see.
No. I think Fatu is just too engaged with Solo and what's Mateo? Is that his name? Mateo?
JC Mateo.
Yeah, Mateo. I think that's.
I keep calling him JC McDonough.
there's too much going on right there for me to see Fatu putting his title on the line against Damian. It would just be a weird, like, intermission.
I mean, he did call him out, though.
He did?
In his promo tonight. Yeah, he said Fatu called him. No,
Damian Priest. Oh, Damian Priest. You're right. Yeah, Damian Priest. Yeah. You're right.
We'll see, though.
So, we already talked about Liv Morgan lost her ability to qualify for Money in the Bank. And now there's tension in the Judgment Day.
No. She didn't lose her ability. She's going to be in a qualifying match on Monday.
So, she got another match? Because she lost.
She just lost. She lost a match to Kairi Sane one-on-one.
I thought that was a qualifying match.
No, the qualifying matches are triple threat matches.
Oh, shit.
Because Kairi Sane already lost a qualifying match.
Oh, okay.
They was just having a one-on-one match. But Monday, I think they said it's Liv Morgan, Ivy Nile, and Stephanie Vaquer.
Okay, so Liv is winning a match.
Maybe. Stephanie might win.
On her first, like, major match back?
Hey, look, they are big on this woman. Like, hey, look how fast they called her up.
Yeah.
Same. Never know. Yeah. Either way, Ivy Nile is the one getting.
Did they do that to Tiffy? Did Tiffy win right away?
Not right away, but she was in the Elimination Chamber match, like that. She came up in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Do you wish Money in the Bank was still a WrestleMania match instead of its own BLE?
Sometimes I think about that. Like, if Money in the Bank was on WrestleMania 1, it would be a way to get more people on the card. and it will feel more like a spectacle. But then when you think about the fact that there's two Money in the Bank matches now, you kind of need its own PLE for
But you have
it. If
two
they were still
WrestleManias now.
just, oh yeah, that's true.
You got a women's. Well, Money in the Bank, it didn't main event when we were growing up, so
No.
you could still have it be in an important slot.
Yeah, that's true.
You could still,
Men's Money in the Bank one night, women's the other night.
yeah, both matches could open the show.
They're not gonna go back to that now though, because I mean at this point, Money in the Bank pay-per-view is what it is. But yeah. Like I do miss it on WrestleMania though.
Yeah, it just it made WrestleMania just it, even if it wasn't an opening match, you just looked forward to like you anticipated the Money in the Bank match. That used to be something
I
that
was
we
about to
used.
say I looked forward to that. I was like, man, who gonna be in it this year? Like,
Yes,
who gonna win it this
because
year?
back then we didn't get cards until like you had to find out the day of, damn near. So
Well,
like,
not the day of, but you would know, like, but the
you
thing
knew
is,
some of them,
like,
but you didn't know everybody.
nah, they announced everybody.
I don't remember knowing everybody.
Yeah, they announced everybody.
Okay.
Some of the people was just thrown in too, so it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the thing missing from WrestleMania is like back then we had attraction matches. Like we knew every year, all right, you look forward to Money in the Bank. Every year, you look forward to the Royal Rumble winner versus, you know, the champion. Every year, all right, who Undertaker facing this year?
Oh, yeah.
Now you just got the Royal Rumble winner versus the champion. Like there's no like real attraction to
Yeah.
WrestleMania, and it doesn't need it, but I think like, you know, that would help
I thought they
a
were
lot.
working on that with Bianca's streak. I thought Bianca's streak would have been the next thing.
Then she got pinned, so like, because
I
Rhea Ripley can't take a pin, but you know, whatever.
literally thought that Bianca's streak would have been like an Undertaker type streak, but they decided to ruin it, I guess. So, like, I'm not mad that Io won. I'm just mad that Bianca's streak is ruined. I think I can be mad at one and like the other. And then we have Becky. I have Becky confronts Lyra for a match at MLB, and the stipulation is she'll never try to confront her for the title if she loses. So, that's really
Becky's
it.
gonna win.
Oh.
Becky's gonna win.
Okay. I like the hot take. I like the hot take. So then I also have on my notes that Naomi is one of my favorites to win the women's Money in the Bank.
Me think. Okay, I know who's in the women's matches. Rhea Ripley, Julia, Alexa Bliss, Naomi. Think there's somebody else.
I can't remember who else on the women's side, but
There should be five women. Let's see. Money in the Bank. I got it up right here. Roxanne Perez.
okay, yeah.
So yeah,
Naomi,
I think Naomi is the favorite. Naomi or Roxanne Perez?
I would like Naomi. I just think she has more fire.
I think Naomi deserves it 100%.
She has more fire behind her.
Yeah.
She's hot right now.
It
you
has to be
I
Naomi,
think you would be
actually.
stupid not to give it to her.
I think the women's Money in the Bank looks more interesting than the men's
Oh,
one.
hell yeah.
Like, look at the names in the women and look at the
Yeah.
names in the men's. Like, you could make a
Well,
case for every woman in the women's Money in the Bank match to win.
yeah, I think the women's division in general is kind of they kind of
Stacked.
we I think it gets not overlooked, but like it's low key kind of slept on. It's sometimes a lot more interesting than the men's.
Absolutely. 100%.
Like this Jay, Bianca, and Naomi story is must watch TV. I want to watch it
Yeah.
whenever it's on. I want to know everything that's going on. Like,
That might be the best story on that they have for right now.
yes, it is easily the best story. Shout out to Bianca for coming back today, though. Big shout out to Bianca. Love seeing her back. Whenever that music hit, it make you dance a little bit. It's one of those classic theme songs that you just it just gets you up out your seat a little bit whenever you hear it pop. Apparently, though, I don't know if it's true, but I saw a report that she may be getting a new theme produced by Metro Boomin. Not Metro Boomin.
No, it's Metro.
Travis Scott.
Oh, Travis Scott. That's even worse. Actually.
Wasn't it Travis? Or was it Metro Boomin who said they wanted to
make it? It was probably Metro Boomin, because Metro Boomin said he wanted to do themes for WWE.
That was Metro.
But let me say this. Yeah. I think that's Cap, but I also hope that's Cap, because a lot of people need theme changes. She's not one of them.
Yeah, she's not one of them.
She's not one of them.
I would hate to hear her come out to something different.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I feel like this is once you kind of solidify a certain theme, you kind of can't change it.
Yeah, certain themes is just...
Like, I couldn't imagine Edge coming out to something different. It's just
I remember Randy Orton said they tried to change his theme.
Well, you remember he tried to have CM Punk's theme song.
No, yeah. I mean, like, recently.
Oh.
Yeah. His theme is iconic.
Yeah. Well, you know he wanted to change it back in the day.
At some point, so.
Well, he's the one who wanted to change it back in the day.
Well, yeah.
And that's,
but I'm talking like change it from voices to something else.
But the fact that he did want that song that CM Punk eventually ended up using, and they was like, eh, nope. They tried it once, and then it was like, nah. But then, regardless, what was the first song that Punk had? It was the, before Cult of Personality, it was the Fire and...
This Fire Burns.
So yeah, This Fire... Both of those songs, somehow or another, fit him perfectly.
Never fit Punk perfectly?
Yeah, they fit Punk perfectly.
They do, yeah.
I don't know how. They do. I've never seen someone who have two theme songs that fit them perfectly. He's probably the only one.
Triple H.
His are weird, because they've always just been like a remix of the original. They all kind of sound the same. They just a little
different. I mean, the one he had before, like, Time to Play the Game.
Oh, I thought you were talking about all the ones that they've, like, the Time to Play the Game, they've had a few different versions of that.
Oh, no, not like the King of Kings shit and all of that. Okay, I ain't talking about that. No. That's like alternate themes and shit. Fuck all that.
Yeah, they took King of Kings. It's Time to Play the Game, and they made, like, three or four different versions.
Yeah, nah, hell no.
But no, yeah, you're right. Triple H is one of them. I think Randy do have it too. Hey, nothing you can say. That song was still good.
That song was good. I like that one. That one fit him when he was younger. Like,
yeah, yeah. You know. And then he would do this. And then all the fire would come down raining behind
him.
That was gold.
Edge with the You Think You Know Me. Well, Edge had multiple theme songs, so like,
but this is like this is the one. Like, you don't really think about that.
That's the one. Yeah. Yeah, you don't really think about that
one. Rey Mysterio switched his song.
His first one was cool. I remember that.
It
one.
Was.
But who's that jumping?
Yeah, who's that? Yeah, that was cool.
That's when he used to come up.
He used to fly out. Yeah. I had saw at WrestleMania he was planning on redoing that until he got hurt.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't do that. His knees ain't what they used to be. He don't need to be doing that.
That's honestly one of the coldest entrances that I think wrestling had. Other than Eddie riding down the low ride will always be iconic, though.
It looks so cool with Ray because he's so small. So when he pop up in the air, it's like he in the air for a minute, then he land.
I wish we could get that. Imagine back if you could take any wrestlers from back then and put them in today's wrestling, would Ray be at the top of your list?
In today's wrestling, I don't think Ray would be at the top. Eddie Guerrero would be amazing at this time, man. Like,
oh yeah, I would like Eddie. He would just Eddie would be
amazing.
Yeah,
Kurt Angle.
Oh, Kurt Angle will be amazing. It would just I would love. It may sound crazy. Bro. It would be. I would love to see him versus Chad Gable.
That would be amazing.
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
Like I would.
Oh my god,
I would stop everything I'm doing and I'm here.
Wrestle for an hour. I will watch it. An entire hour, no commercial breaks. Like I will watch it. Oh, man. It's so many people, bro.
Mickie James with Bianca
Yeah.
or Rhea.
Mickie James.
Mickie James, Rhea, Bianca, EO, honestly, anyone. Mickie James, sign me up. Give me Mickie James with anybody in the women's division.
Mickie James, Rob Van Dam.
Tall, RVD, yeah.
Yeah,
Prime
and he can
RV,
smoke
yeah.
his weed now. So,
Oh, yeah, so then, yeah, he can really get his real title reign. Oh, yeah. Give him both belts again.
ECW belt was like an Intercontinental Championship anyway, man.
You remember that one time they had Bobby Lashley standing in the ring with Undertaker making his decision?
I remember that vividly, bro, because like I was a huge Bobby Lashley fan at the time I
Yeah.
was a kid. And then when I was like, man, pick Bobby Lashley, pick Bobby Lashley. I want Undertaker versus Bobby Lashley. And he picked Batista, and I was like, I can deal with that too.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But it would have been
But
funny. It would have been cool to see them try to elevate the ECW title, but
that
with
shit was
that,
never gonna happen.
yeah.
The ECW title got defended at WrestleMania one time, and Kane beat Chavo in like 16, in like 8 seconds, bro.
Yeah. I used to like that though. I used to like that third show being ECW. It used to be interesting. 'Cause sometimes they had some decent going on. It was like a version of NXT, but it was called ECW.
Base oh wait. Yeah,
They
basically.
used it as a developmental thing, and then
They
eventually,
basically did,
yeah, then you
yeah.
would get pulled up. So yeah,
Yeah.
they that's
That's
essentially what they
basically what it
used it
was.
as. And then sometimes the main roster will go down and wrestle there. John Cena was there a few times. So like, I don't really think you would ever like Roman Reigns. I don't see Roman going down to NXT. I feel like that's something different in wrestling today that you don't get. Like your mega stars like Roman aren't gonna go wrestle at NXT. But back then, you would have guys like Ray and John go down and wrestle at ECW.
Yeah.
Maybe they
Yeah.
had more respect for those wrestlers because they had guys like R.I.P. to Sabu, Sandman, Bobby
But
Lashley,
that's when ECW
RVD.
first started. When they first brought it back, it was like legitimately a third brand, but after a while they was like, let's just make it developmental, basically. That's what it felt like. Developmental on TV.
Yeah, I agree. That's essentially what NXT is.
It only had one championship, goddammit. No tag team title, no mid-card title, just the ECW championship.
Yeah. They gave it to Jack Swagger.
Don't remind me, because Jesus Christ.
I remember when he came on Raw, they had like a special Raw, and him and John Cena put on a crazy match. I will say Jack Swagger can wrestle. He
Yeah?
just doesn't have charisma.
He doesn't have anything else. He's not interesting. He can't talk. He has no charisma. Just a vacuum of personality.
But you know what's funny? I think it's so funny to see the internet's reaction to like Logan Paul. 'Cause like I do feel like Logan Paul has charisma. He could talk.
Absolutely.
But he also can wrestle better than a lot of people on the roster. But like he is just not accepted, at least from the internet. I don't know. I've never been in an arena with Logan to really know if that's genuine hate or if it's just booze. 'Cause like
Well, I
what you
mean,
experience in arenas versus online isn't always real.
I think a lot of this stuff towards Logan Paul doesn't have to do with wrestling, and that's
Yeah.
fair. I think a lot of people can acknowledge, like most people can acknowledge that he's good in the ring for a celebrity. But yeah, I think a lot of the booze he gets is just people not liking Logan Paul, which I get because I don't either.
Remember when I told you he was probably going full time? And now he's essentially been full time?
That's what it seems like. Yeah. I can't hate. Seem
Yeah.
like you're going full time.
Are you upset with him being in this match with Cena?
Absolutely. I think this shit is stupid, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
They doing it.
It's a weird way of trying to put him over, but I'm whatever. I'm
They
just
don't
here to
need to do
enjoy.
this to put them over. They just doing this shit for a big time match. Like, I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure they wait until SummerSlam to do the Cody versus Cena rematch, I guess. I don't know. I think this shit is stupid. It's forced. You don't really have much time to build it up, so why should we care? It's like,
Yeah.
whatever.
Do you think someone cashes in on one of them at money in the, at SummerSlam?
I don't think so. Not on the same night. Not on the same night.
I'm interested to see how that goes. Like, if they do that rematch at SummerSlam, what exactly is going to happen between Cena and... Like, is that a... Cody's taking his belt back, or are they going to put Cena over again and let Cena...
I think Cody takes the belt back. I don't think... If Cody takes the belt back, it's going to be, like, an extremely disappointing title run from Cena. So, to be honest, I don't know. I don't know. Because it's happening very soon. Like, it's at the beginning of August.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a PLE in July, but if the title reign ends and all we got was a Randy Orton title defense, a match against R-Truth, a fucking tag team match with Logan Paul, and then he drops it to Cody, that's a waste to me. Like, for all that, you could have just had Cena stay babyface and chase the championship through the whole year or something. Like,
well, he's here to ruin wrestling. He's not here to satisfy.
Fuck that. Well, he's doing a good job. He's doing a good job at that. He's doing a very good job at
that. He said this is day one. That's what he came here to do. Those were his intentions. And he had no plans on going back on that. So I just love the fact that you just shake your head to it. Because, I mean, that's all you can really do.
That's all I can really do. Like, I just got to wait it out and see how this plays out. Maybe it'll get better. But right now, he's ruining this run. And not him, but, you know.
Yeah. But you got anything else you need to cover? I think that's all I had in my notes.
I don't think anything else happened on SmackDown of note.
Yeah, other than the major thing with Logan, Jay, Cena. Yeah. There was really nothing else on the opening. Yeah, we already talked about the opening with Naomi. Yeah. So it was everything else. SmackDown doesn't, maybe I'm selfish. When I'm there, it's cool for it to be 3 hours because I'm in the building. I'm happy to be there. You could do 3 hour shows when you're in Chicago, but when you're anywhere else and I got to sit at home and watch it, that shit doesn't need to be 3 hours long. It's just not.
SmackDown too long, and man. It'd just be full of
fillers. It'd be full of fillers, bro. Fillers and ads. That's it.
Ridiculous. Like, just make it 2 hours, please. Like, and I know they're not going to do it because they said it's going to remain 3 hours, and that's so disappointing, especially for us because we do this podcast afterwards, and now we're doing it later than we need to. But it doesn't need to be 3 hours, man. No. It doesn't.
It's just so much ads, so much, like, cut scenes, and it's just a bunch of just BS. But hey, man, we appreciate y'all coming and tuning in to another great episode of Tag Team Talk. Make sure y'all do what I said at the beginning of the show. Hit that like button. Comment some things that you like or dislike about wrestling currently. And we out, baby. Peace.